Well, today many companies and organizations have a vision statement. It's a declaration of the organization's objectives intended to guide its internal decision-making. You know, the vision statement provides guidance and direction to your organization. It's enabling them to move forward in a coordinated manner to achieve future goals. The vision statement helps to align the employees' goals and performance with the goals of the organization. The vision statement basically provides the organization with a game plan to accomplish what they intend to do or what they intend to become. An example of a vision statement is that of the United Church of God. It says, "A church led by God's Holy Spirit, joined and knit together by what every member supplies, with all doing their share, and growing in love to fulfill God's great purpose for humanity to bring many children to glory." So you see, it's an organization statement, but it involves the members as well. You know, the scriptures tell us that where there is no vision, the people perish. So I think it's clear that we don't want to be without vision. So let's take a brief look at what spiritual vision is and what it takes to become a visionary for the work of God. Let's start by looking at what is spiritual vision. If you would, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. I'm going to look at two different translations. It's a very short scripture. In the King James translation, it says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth this law, happy is he." In the New King James Version, it says, "Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law." Now, the Hebrew word chazon, C-H-A-Z-O-W-N, is translated as vision or revelation in these two translations. And it does mean, if you look at the word, it means revelation, divine communication, or as we often think about vision, being prophecy. But truly, it's not only prophecy. It simply means a revealing of God's purpose for mankind. So vision is a picture, an understanding of what God wants us to do in his church, what he wants us to do in our lives, and what we can do to be part of his organization, be part of his work. The vision or revelation comes from God's word, the Bible. So the Bible is the divine revelation of God's purpose for mankind. So in other words, very simply, the Bible provides us with vision. We looked at what spiritual vision is. So why is spiritual vision important? I looked up, when I was looking at the about vision, I was thinking about this, and I looked online and came across a blog by a gentleman by the name of Chris Penn. And he was talking about the financial crisis in 2008. And he says, this is a quote, "Take a look at any of the problems facing America today. The mortgage crisis is entirely due to lack of vision, a willful ignorance of the future and the consequences for tomorrow of what you do today. Thousands of Americans bought houses they couldn't afford, plain and simple. Some were duped, some were scammed, and some were simply caused by desire overriding rational common sense. Thousands of financial experts who should have known better opted to ignore fundamentals, basics, and laws of economics, believing that something really could come out of nothing and that there would be no consequences." And I thought that was interesting to look at. That's what happens if there is no vision. You know, we don't have to turn back there, but Proverbs 29:18, it says, "Where there is no vision, people perish." And basically what this blog said, where there was no vision in the financial markets, the homes kind of perished from the owners. Let's look at one more scripture in this area of why spiritual vision is so important. If you would turn to Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. Again, these are not scriptures that are new, but I think it helps to look at it from this concept of vision. And it says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." You know, without revelation, which we heard vision from above, the spiritual vision from God, the way that seems right to man will end in death. You know, when the revelation of God's plan is absent, blurred, or ignored, the result is that people are left to their own unrestrained desires. There is no moral restraint, no moral compass. There is no spiritual guidance. God's laws are a guide to each one of us, showing us how we should live our life and directing us on the path toward salvation. So the reason we need the spiritual vision is because God is the one that can guide us and show us, and it's only through that man does not know the right way. You know, one of the things I think about is a lot of us have, either in our car or through the phones, we have this turn-by-turn navigation. And I think of it this way, that God's Word is probably the best turn-by-turn navigation that we have. You know, we let it guide us, and it'll get us to where we want to go. So we looked at the definition of spiritual vision and why it's important. How do we develop spiritual vision? Well, developing spiritual vision is more than just reading the Bible. Although that's an essential component, God's vision has both a moral and a spiritual component to it. And God's vision or revelation is given to those who know Him, seek Him, hear Him, and trust Him. And let's look at Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 13. I think we'll see that is made very clear in that scripture. In Jeremiah chapter 29, starting in verse 11, and it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So here it's saying that I have very positive thoughts toward you. Continue on in verse 12, it says, "And then you call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart." So it's more than just reading. If we're going to get and develop true spiritual vision, we need to seek God. We need to trust in God. So when we search for God with all our heart, we find Him. And when we find God, we'll learn His ways and we will develop His spiritual vision. You know, in the introduction, we talked about companies or organizations that had vision statements, written declarations acting as a compass, providing direction to the organization, so they stay on track to achieve desired future outcomes. If you recall, one of the purposes of the vision statement is to align the performance and the goals of the employees with the goals and the organization direction as well. You know, an individual with a strong understanding, a grasp of future events, and a disciplined plan to achieve desired results is often called a visionary. You know, I think we've all been called to become visionaries. I was, again, to get a little background, I think probably give a better concept of what a visionary is, better than I can do it. I went online. And an article by a gentleman by the name of Stephen Hayes says, "A visionary has a sense of what will be in demand tomorrow, long before most others even recognize what is coming into fashion today." He continues, "A visionary can look forward to the future and see what will be of great importance and needed at some time yet to come. And at the same time, he look at the present and see those currently overlooked or underappreciated ideas, technology, resources, and people that will someday provide the perfect key elements for effectively meeting those future challenges." When I read that, I go, that's interesting. A visionary has a sense of what will be in demand tomorrow, long before most others even recognize what is coming into fashion today. And the second point was that I saw that a visionary can look forward into the future and see what will be of great importance and needed at some time yet to come. Does this sound like the plan of God? Will the government of God and living according to the principles of God be in demand in the future? I think so. We have been called to be visionaries, to understand the plan of God for all mankind. We know today what will be in demand tomorrow because we've been given that spiritual vision, God's Word. We have not only been given the vision, but the promise that God will complete His plan in us as well. If we would just look at one more scripture, and that's in Philippians 1 and verse 6. And we'll see that God has a plan for us. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. This is Paul speaking to the Philippians, and he said, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun to work a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." So Paul encourages the Philippians. He said, we can be confident that Christ, God, who has begun a good work in each one of us, will complete that work until the day of Christ returns. We've been called to be visionaries. We've been called to receive spiritual vision, the divine revelation to grasp the ultimate purpose for all of mankind. And God promises that he will complete his purpose in us. So what is spiritual vision? It's divine revelation. Just simple, it's God's word. He has given to each of one of us to understand his plan. The Bible contains spiritual vision, but we must do more than just read the Bible. We must know God, we must seek him, hear him, and trust him. Vision about knowing the results you want and being willing to make the difficult choices to achieve those results. It means being able to see what's in your path so that you can tell the difference between a choice that feels right, a way that seems right to man, and a choice that provides the long-term results that you will want. That comes from divine revelation. You know, we've been called to be visionaries, and as Mr. Hayes wrote, being able to look forward into the future and to see what will be of great importance and needed at some time yet to come. And at the same time, look at the present and see those currently overlooked or underappreciated ideas and resources and people that will someday provide the perfect key elements for effectively meeting those future challenges. What will be of great importance will be the return of Christ and the government of God on this earth. What are the overlooked or underappreciated ideas and resources? It's the plan of God as we understand it today. The resources, the Holy Spirit that God has promised to each one of us. We are called to be visionaries, to effectively meet those future challenges. We all know that we're going to have challenges, but we can have the confidence that he has begun a good work in each one of us and will continue that work in us until the day that Christ returns. So let's continue to develop our spiritual vision.